Welcome to Disney-A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So, huge shout-out right off the top to El Mule. That is responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you just heard at the top of the show. So, today's show, we're just introducing ourselves and this podcast to you.
It's going to be a little bit looser because normally we'd have special segments and, right. and different focuses on news and stuff like that. But we want you to get to know us first in this first episode.
Yeah. So right off the bat, I have a question for you, Brandon.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I see that you have a glass of something there. I was wondering what it is that you happen to be drinking while we are recording this episode.
Well, a very special shout out to our local brewery.
Yes.
The Pass Brewing
That's
Company.
That's right. Hold on here.
Not sponsored.
No.
Not yet, anyway. Anyway, we're drinking their very nice homebrewed blonde.
That's
essential
right.
blonde. It's very lovely.
It is, and they have no idea we're shouting out to them right now.
No, and they probably won't, but that's
no,
fine.
No, that's fine, but it is really good, and we are having a glass of that right now. So, you know, shout out to them, because they're pretty awesome.
They are.
So basically just this episode, we wanted to talk more about like what this podcast is and why we wanted to make it and just kind of talk about ourselves and what it is we're doing on here. So we kind of thought we'd start with why we wanted to make this podcast. So there's a few reasons. You know, the first one is that, you know, we love Disney and we love to travel. So that makes sense. Why specifically did you want to make a podcast now though, Brandon, do you think?
Well, the first reason is there is absolutely no hockey right now, and it is October in Canada.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of free time on our hands.
Right. This, yeah, instead of every couple nights, like, watching hockey and hockey and more hockey, yeah, we've got some extra time. So, may as well be doing something else we like. So I'm, like I said at the top of the show, I'm Krista, and Brandon and I are actually married, and we do a lot of traveling together. When, you know, the world isn't ending, like it seems to be right now, you know, there's no hockey and we live in Canada, so clearly things aren't great. So but we do like to travel a lot, and we had a Disney trip planned, which is when we started talking, maybe we should make a Disney podcast.
We had planned to maybe start a Disney podcast, but then, as you say, the world started ending.
Yeah, it's problematic.
So, in the meantime, we've been watching other YouTube channels
yes.
and podcasts,
so
and
many.
It's been getting us in the mood.
Yes.
So now, we have the time.
Because there's
so
no
gonna,
hockey.
There's no hockey. So, we're going to start.
Exactly. So, I noticed that when I'm listening to all these podcasts, first of all, the ones that are aimed at Disneyland, which would be our closest Disney resort.
West Coast.
Yes, exactly. We are on the western side of Canada. Mm. And we are from a Canadian perspective, this podcast is part of our goal. So anything that seems aimed at the West Coast seems to be like from the perspective of American, specifically Southern California itself.
It is a very hometown type
totally,
of park.
Totally. Yeah. Which I totally get, and like it makes sense.
It's part of what makes it special,
it
really.
It really yeah, is. Yeah. You know, you have those like diehard fans, those mm-hmm. local fans. But at the same time, there are people who are local fans who live out of country,
yeah.
like us. Mm-hmm. And so that, or they're Canadians, but they love Disney World, or so it's, you know, going more the East Coast,
you know. Big old Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. We're quite a ways away from there.
Yes, we are closer to Disneyland than we are Toronto.
Yes, we are, even though that is a different country.
Yeah.
The end of a different country, actually.
Canada is very big.
Yes, Arrogant Worms told me that.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's true. So we decided we had this different perspective. And a lot of Disney podcasts that are either Disney or Disney travel or anything like that seem aimed at people who have children. Mm. And that aren't really adults just appreciating all the fantasticness.
And while we're going to do our best to keep this family friendly,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely aimed at more the childless millennial generation.
Totally. Proud childless millennial.
Proud.
No less. unless you count our dogs. Do they count as children?
They do.
But they don't travel with us.
They don't travel, no. And they're not allowed in Disney.
No, it's fair. No,
only the Disney cats are allowed.
Right, yeah. And they would have a problem with, like, I hear there's giant mice.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a problem. That is a problem.
So that's kind of our focus there. We also really like theme parks and amusement parks. We do have a bit of a different perspective on that, which is, like, from each other, which is pretty neat, though.
Yes, definitely.
We like different things.
We have our preferences when it comes to theme parks.
Yes.
I like the real rides.
No. No.
The bigger and the scarier, the better.
Yeah, I hold cameras during those on the ground or take pictures. I'm really good at that. I like theming and detail and am basically a huge wuss.
But that's fine as long as it makes you scream.
No, thank you. No, things, anything that would, other than like Haunted Mansion, I can scream at Haunted Mansion, but anything that would be like truly terrifying.
That's not the kind of screaming
No, anything that involves like upside down or huge drops or things like that, if you get me on them, it's pretty miraculous. So... We both love them, but for completely different reasons.
I did trick her onto Mickey's Wheel of Death once.
Yeah, that was terrifying. I have nightmares.
It's just a nice little Ferris wheel.
Yeah, and then you said you were going in the line with the cars that didn't move and were stationary.
But they did move.
But they did, and then I spent the entire time screaming.
Amazing.
And, like,
amazing.
Crying.
So, yes, we have those different perspectives.
Yes.
Excellent.
Absolutely. So, for this episode, we just thought we'd talk briefly about each of our first memories of Disney
and why we do actually like Disney.
We really do, and especially now that like Disney owns everything good.
Well, yeah, I mean that helps definitely,
right?
Definitely helps.
Absolutely. But we both do really love Disney and travel and everything. So do you want to go first, I guess?
Sure. It may be surprising from the male perspective, but I did grow up watching the Disney princess movies. Little Mermaid was probably one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was fantastic. And it's probably led to my love of musicals in general, which we'll probably talk about.
Oh, 100%.
As well.
That's on the list.
Hamilton's on Disney Plus.
Oh, yes.
But, like, the golden age of Disney, starting with The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin, just amazing. And that's how I remember Disney before they bought the world.
Right. Well, we were, like, the perfect age for the Disney Renaissance, right? So, while I also did watch Little Mermaid and grew up with the classics, I wore out my copy of Beauty and the Beast VHS 3 times. And, I mean, it might be because I was a nerd who, like, just wanted to sit and read all day. And, hey, you had a Disney princess who's like to sit and read all day. But, and like Pocahontas, I was in love with that movie.
See, that's where we disagree.
Yeah, well, you're
wrong. I find Pocahontas to be the beginning of the end of the Disney Renaissance.
Whereas I think it was the last grand hurrah. Mm. And I am 100% sure we're going to have an episode about this.
Oh, probably. But we both watched Disney.
Yes, we did both watch Disney. You know, those classic VHS, jewel case.
Speaking of Beauty and the Beast, I actually distinctly remember when it came out in theaters and before it came out on home video, because there used to be quite a lag time back in the day when it came out on VHS.
Oh my goodness.
These big black cassette tapes that you might not even know what they are. I bought a little cassette tape to play in the car, and I remember rocking out to the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack with my mom.
I did not know that. That is amazing. And I'm going to bring that up to your mom. Meanwhile, I have quite the shoe collection, and I completely blame Cinderella for that. Because Cinderella taught me that a pair of shoes could change a gal's life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if the shoe fits, wear it. But...
Oh, yeah. No, that's too easy.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
Okay.
So, loved the Disney movies. When I was 6, I went to Disneyland for the first time, and it was a surprise trip. And my parents didn't tell me we were going. They told me my dad's a farmer, and they said, hey, we are going to go look at farm machinery. And for some reason, I didn't realize that that didn't mean driving for days on end down to California. I was six. Okay, let's just remember that. And then there were these cool things we got to see. And we went to Vegas, and I remember seeing like a cacti in the desert. And that was very cool. And then I had a nap, and my parents woke me up and told me we were across the street from Disneyland. And that was long ago enough that it was the sign, you know, with the, like, the colors behind there. The
classic sign.
A totally classic sign. Mm-hmm. And I, to this day, I remember seeing that sign for the first time. And then we almost choked on our breakfast because we weren't allowed to go to Disneyland until we ate our breakfast. And I distinctly remember that. And I know we will talk about that in greater detail down the road. But that just, like, ingrained in me every, like, I'm a total Disney nerd ever since then, ever since I was 6 years old and I saw that sign for the first time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I've had the opportunity to go both coasts of Disney parks,
which I'm very jealous about.
You are a frequent flyer to Disneyland.
Yes.
But you have not been to Disney World.
I have not yet.
So I have to espouse the goodness of Disney World
right.
to you every once in a while, but since we are closer to Disneyland, we'll probably focus on that a little more.
Yeah, we'll definitely mention the other parks, and I think we'll also mention other amusement parks in general, obviously focusing on Disney.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things going on at Universal. They're getting a little better at theming and stuff like that. Yes,
there's some pretty cool stuff coming down.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, yeah, we're just kind of nerds. And
yeah, basically, we're just huge nerds.
We're going to take it from there. Like, the thing, like I say, Disney is owning the world.
No kidding.
And more than even Little Mermaid and that Disney Renaissance, I was the biggest Star Wars nerd.
Right.
I said that in past tense, but I am the biggest Star Wars nerd. And now that Disney owns them, it completes everything.
I know. And For me, I watched Star Wars and I liked Star Wars growing up. And actually, I came into a much fuller understanding and appreciation of that as like a teenager and a young adult, and then as like a full adult, because like just understanding it more and getting to watch it as an adult. Now I'm like fully on board with Star Wars as well. And speaking of things, awesome things Disney owns, MCU.
Oh, the MCU has been knocking it out of the park, and I am on board.
Right? Exactly.
On board.
So there's so many awesome Disney and Disney-related things. And then even, like, not necessarily Disney-related, but we just, like, we love to travel. And so it all kind of works really well together.
Yeah. So it's going to be kind of a multi-topic podcast with trying to keep it a Disney spin.
Definitely.
With that Canadian perspective.
Right.
Because we don't have hockey to watch.
Because we do not have hockey to watch. And the wind, I don't know, like, the stereotype about Canadian winters sometimes gets a little far-fetched, but not all the time. We basically, like, sit at home and watch hockey, but
There's no hockey. There's no hockey.
No, there's no hockey.
I don't think you understand. There is no hockey.
I know. My Facebook memories keep saying, like, on this day, hockey started last year. And on this day, hockey started last year. And now there's nothing. There's no hockey for months. So, Disney it is.
Mm.
Totally good.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty much what we're going to be chatting about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typically, you know, maybe beginning of the episode, we'll talk about what's news and things like that. We won't be doing that this episode, but at the end of the episode, we are going to be doing a little trivia thing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So we're going to take turns. I don't know if you know this yet, but we are.
Oh,
good to know. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Cause
I will start.
That sounds good idea. Cause not prepared.
No.
I'm not prepared. No.
And we'll just ask, one of us will ask one or two questions. To the other person, and I won't tell, so I'll start, and I won't tell him if he's right or not. Basically, if you were listening right as we released this and you knew the answer, you could contact us on any of our social media accounts and tell us the answer, and I will give a couple shout-outs to people who get the right answer, and we'll see if the other person also gets the right answer.
I probably won't.
Well, depending on what questions you ask me, I mean, if you go all straight Star Wars classic here, I'm kind of messed up too.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, well, I'm going straight Disney here, okay? Yeah. Okay, so I only have one question. Since it's episode one, I thought one question was appropriate.
Sounds good.
Okay, and you know what else? You mentioned before it's October, which is why we're sad that we have no... We have no hockey because it's October. Mm-hmm. So I thought with October, I'd go a little scary.
Ooh.
So there's actually a villain in a Disney movie that is so scary. He doesn't show up, or she doesn't show up at all during the entire movie, but is still the villain of the movie.
You can't see my face, but I'm making a face right now.
That's why I started laughing. The, like... look of pure confusion and like, yeah, there. So again, there's a classic Disney movie. Uh-huh. You know what? I'll even give you a hint. It's animated.
Okay.
A classic animated Disney movie where the villain is so terrifying that that villain does not show up the entire movie.
Doesn't show up the entire movie.
Yep.
The villain.
The villain.
So how is it the villain then?
Oh, it's the villain.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
All you have to do is tell me what you think the movie might be.
Okay, well... Are we talking classic animation or like recent animation?
I said classic animated Disney movie.
Classic.
You cannot go through every single animated movie in your brain right now. Which I know is what you're trying to do.
I don't like being wrong. That's,
I know you don't like...
That's the other thing.
That's why I really enjoy this question.
But this makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, you can make a guess, and on the next episode I'll tell you...
Yeah, yeah, you'll tell me how wrong I am.
That's really looking forward to it.
Animated movie, mm-hmm. villain, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it makes you feel better, when I first heard it, I got it wrong too.
Yeah, well, it's a dumb question. That's why.
Is it dumb because you're going to get it wrong?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's say something dumb like Snow White. Even though the Evil Queen is in it, but like, I don't know, you're gonna like go off the page and say that the real villain is like the patriarchy or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, now that is interesting. Could the real villain be the patriarchy?
You probably point that out for Disney films.
I probably could. Mm. I probably could. Okay, so your answer is Snow White.
Mm.
I will not tell if you're right or not until the next episode.
I'm probably not, but that's fine.
Okay.
Send us your guesses. Yeah,
send
that
us
are
your
probably
guesses.
Way better than
probably.
Mine.
I mean, not to tell you anything, but yeah, but they probably are great guesses.
Oh, I have a second idea, but I'm not going to say it. That's fine.
Okay. Mm. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, anything that we're missing for introduction? Are we good? I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Okay. So, our next episode is going to have a little bit more of our regular structure.
Yes.
Yes. So, that's it for today. We just wanted a short little intro to ourselves in this podcast. You can visit our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast. Facebook at disneya. Disney A, because you know we're Canadian. A.
Yeah, A. Not like the Fonz.
No,
A.
Not A, no. But like, A. Yeah, A.
Yeah, A. Yeah, A.
And so, and Twitter at DisneyA1. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear your good guesses to all of our awesome trivia as well. You can also find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms. And if you know someone who might like this podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. Join us next episode. We are going to chat about a whole bunch of different things. We're probably going to chat about Disneyland, I think, next episode. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And so until the next adventure, we're going to say TTFN. Ta-ta for now. And hope you like it. Thanks for listening to Disney AU.